Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth is with us, live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really well. You know, Gwyneth, I really enjoy your emails. And, you know, the latest, each one of the latest emails is a chapter in the book, right? Letters to Vincent? Jeez.
I think so. Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And, yeah. It's really interesting. Not a lot of people realize that she actually has a severe, serious, serious genetic defect. I'm not even kidding. And it was only when I was looking at her photo and I researched the background of it and the study, you know, of anatomy and congenital defects, and she has one of the most serious congenital birth defects that you can possibly get, and that is that her spine is seriously deformed. And it's so seriously deformed that it sends her rear end out at almost right angles to the rest of her body. And there are photos on the internet that actually prove it.
You know what you know, she flaunts and poses and bends over every which way she can possibly think of to get publicity. And you know, I feel bad for her that she has this condition.
Yeah.
But I don't feel bad for her in the way that she just flaunts everything she can do to make money. It's just it's obscene how much money she has been able to make doing the kinds of things that she has done in her life. To me, it's beyond the pale.
Yeah, like balancing a champagne glass on her tailbone. Let's admit it. There's not very many people who could actually balance a champagne glass on her tailbone. And she, I mean, the rest of the photo might have been photoshopped. And if anyone out there in the class wants to know what we're talking about, just go on the internet on your favorite search engine, which should be startpage.com or duckduckgo.com. And type in Kim Kardashian champagne, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about. And the champagne bottle and the champagne might be photoshopped. But the fact is that that is a legitimate party trick that she can actually do. And that proves that she has this disorder. And there's actually a whole African tribe, where all of the women have this disorder. All of them, and that they're bred to have this disorder, and I think that actually might be Kim Kardashian's ancestors, and that is the Khoisan tribe of the Kalahari Bushmen. And there's two parts to the tribe. One is the Khoi, and the other one is the San tribe or the Sani tribe. And together they're one nation, and they're called the Khoisan people. And all the women of that nation have this genetic disorder. And this actually does tie into what we're going to be discussing today, which is epigenetics and, you know, who you are and, you know, how that influences what you do. But, you know, if you go on the internet and you research the anatomy of the Khoi and San woman, their backbones at the hip make a right angle turn and then they go straight up. And they balance children on their rears, on their hips, on their pelvises, and they carry burdens. And in their tribe, any woman who does not have this genetic defect, which is a serious genetic defect, will never marry, because they consider that that is a normal female anatomy. And St. Vincent, as to when they first saw woman that did not have this genetic defect, they thought that there was something seriously wrong with them. Did you know that? It's actually true. Of the Khoi,
yeah, you were...
San people.
Class, if you're wondering what letters to Vincent are like, this is what they're like. And I'm looking at one of them. And this came in yesterday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 paragraphs. 8 paragraphs and 6 attachments. Letters to Vincent. So, I'm really looking forward to, although I've seen the book in pieces, I'm really looking forward to seeing the completed version.
Yeah.
It'll have the images, the pictures, and all the rest of it. What we're talking about is Gwyneth decided that she was going to write a book, and she asked me for my permission. And of course, I said absolutely. I'm delighted to agree to this. And all I am, for the most part, is a recipient of hundreds and hundreds of pages of letters about all kinds of subjects. Farming, dogs, political events, lockdowns, who did what when. It's in this compendium of letters to Vincent. And this is just one small piece. And this is what the letters to Vincent are, the things that we've been talking about on the air for year after year after year. And I'm talking about Gwyneth and private conversations that we've had, you know, about the kinds of things that are happening worldwide, things that have been done, things that you can do to survive, things that we've tried ourselves, things that we've been successful at, you know, at Gwyneth's farm, at our farm, those kinds of things. That's what is in this compendium, and I'm really looking forward to it. And Gwyneth has titled it Letters to Vincent. So you're thinking it's going to be 3 volumes? Is that right?
I think probably at the moment 2 volumes. And I'm about halfway through 2020 at the moment. So because it is a lot of work. And basically, it's cutting and pasting at my end, and also changing the font, changing the font size, changing the spacing, reading it through, and making sure that it's okay, catching typos, and you know, occasionally there's things that I want to redact for the privacy, usually of people that I know, and you know, sometimes for. You know, sometimes I just think, well, maybe I shouldn't have written that. Maybe I should have published that. But that doesn't happen very often. Usually it's absolutely spot on. And I'm very very much enjoying this process of writing this book, and then just doing the typesetting and the pagination and putting it into an actual book format. And so far, the first volume is around about 250 pages. So the first volume will be about 500 pages when it's finished, and that's going to be 2020. You'll want to buy this book, even though, you know, there's another thing I was discussing on the phone with you yesterday, was that people have gotten out of the way of reading. And I was somebody who, as a small child, I didn't have to be encouraged to read. I wanted to read and I wanted to write. I was the child, in New Zealand where I grew up, you start school on your fifth birthday. And, you know, my fifth birthday, I think it was, oh gosh, I'm not sure. I think it was a Thursday or a Friday. And I went to school on my fifth birthday, and then I couldn't understand when the weekend came around, would not go to school. And I was just, I was like, what do you mean I can't go to school? What do you mean there's no learning today? But it's, you know, what? I mean, I have to wait 2 days? And when you're 5 years old, 2 days is forever. Because, you know, your whole life is forever. And you don't know any different because, you know, if you looked at somebody who was, you know, even 80 years old, even 50 or 60 years old. When you're 5 years old, someone who's 50, they might as well be, you know, 300 years old for all that you know, because you've got such a short span of life and they seem to have been around forever and ever. But I did something at the age of 5 that I perhaps shouldn't have, and I got a crayon. And I was that desperate to write that there was a table that Dad had made as a side table so that we could sit in the lounge. And we did something maybe we shouldn't have done, but Dad wanted to do it. At 6 o'clock was dinner time, and it was also when the evening news happened. So he got the family into the habit of sitting around the television eating their dinner because he wanted to watch the evening news. And, you know, so anyway, this is one of the side tables that he'd made out of scrap timber. And I got a crayon and I wrote on the side of this side table. And I shouldn't have done that. And when my mum found out about it, I think she was quite upset. But I wrote one word on the side of the side table because it was the only thing I found to write on. And a crayon was the only thing that I found to write with. So I wrote on the side of this side table, and I remember what I wrote, and it was one word. And that word was people. But I didn't know how to spell. And I've learned a few letters from watching Sesame Street and The Electric Company. So I wrote P-E-E-P-U-L. And that's how desperate I was to go to school and to learn to read and write. So I think that people, they don't need to go writing on the furniture, but they do need to get back into that way of thinking.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
It's pretty clear to me that people don't read because it's too hard. You know, people don't cook meals. Americans are extremely lazy. And I happen to be waiting in the truck outside of a government-type office recently. And what I noticed was the people that went in and came out were really unhealthy. Heavy smokers, you could smell the smoke as they walked in front of the car. Actually, it was my truck. You could smell the smoke on their body. They weren't smoking at that moment, but the smoke that stuck to them, you could smell it on their clothing. You could see that they're way overweight. They were waddling. They had trouble getting one leg in front of the other leg, not because of a handicap, because of stupid behavior. Bad behavior, poor eating habits, etc. People who looked aged way beyond their years. So this laziness, this poor eating, the poor eating habits, etc., have contributed to the fast aging, in my opinion, of these people. So they're doing everything wrong. They don't get the exercise because I guess it's too hard. They don't eat right because it's too hard. Just put it in the microwave oven and get one of those, you know, open the box, put it in the microwave oven, and hey, dinner's ready in 6 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that. That's what people are doing, in my opinion, and it's killing them. And it's way, way easier to watch television than it is to read a book. You actually have to concentrate. You have to have, you actually have to turn the pages rather than just sit in the, you know, sit in a chair and just vegetate or just zone out. But that's what people are doing. And so it seems to me that the people who are getting ahead are the people who are willing to read and who enjoy reading. Those that don't, they're never going to get ahead, in my opinion. Your comments?
Yeah, and it's not just reading off of the internet either. Reading off of the internet is great. You get a lot of information that way. But to actually go out and obtain physical books, because the way that the world is headed, there's even a Bible prophecy that says this, and it talks about a part of the world in the Bible that is called Mystery Babylon, and I think I've talked about Mystery Babylon before. And it's the hidden land of great towers, okay? And that is the United States and North America in general. And I would also probably include South America in there as well, but especially North America and especially the United States. It says that the punishment at the end of time, the Mystery Babylon, will be given would be that she would have to sit in silence and darkness. And that makes no sense for any other nation to be given that punishment. Because, you know, for most of the world's history, most people at night do sit in the realms of darkness. And most people didn't have music and entertainment and shows and all the rest of it, you know. They would have to sit with, you know, a lamp or a candle or a campfire or a fire in the hearth of their home. And that was life at night for most of humanity through most of human history. Not constant noise, constant activity, constant light. That has not been normal through most of human history, through most eras of time, and through most places in the world. Mostly people at night. They didn't have a lot of noise at night, and they might have had singing, they might have had dancing, depending on where you were. The Irish in the Scots in particular were particularly partial to just getting out musical instruments and playing, even if it was around the campfire. They would just do that. But then after an hour or two or three of that, you know, they would get fed up and they would, you know, put the instruments away and go to bed. You know, this is it.
Yeah, not Americans. Americans leave the TV on all night. Americans leave the TV on all night.
They get sentenced to sit in silence and darkness, and it's going to be living hell for them.
We'll be right back. The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Ukrainians celebrate a day of unity, Kyiv appears to blame Russia for a cyber attack on their infrastructure Tuesday. The defense minister in Russia published a video to demonstrate it was returning some troops to base after live fire exercises. It should be noted no numbers or base names were offered in the video release. San Francisco, California residents recalled three Democrat members of the city's school board Tuesday for what critics called misplaced priorities in putting progressive politics over the needs of children during the pandemic. Ann Hsu on KRON San Francisco.
They are putting politics over education. They're harming our children, and we can't wait to kick them out.
Voters overwhelmingly approved the recall in a special election, according to votes by the San Francisco Department of Elections. Vice President Kamala Harris will swear in Cynthia Tellis as ambassador to Costa Rica later on today. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Senator Roger Marshall, the Republican from Kansas, has introduced a Senate resolution to end President Biden's COVID emergency powers that started March 2020 at the beginning of the pandemic by former President Trump. Mr. Marshall on Newsmax.
What I hear from folks back home is we're much more concerned about inflation than we are COVID right now. And what the president will do, he'll use this declaration of emergency as an excuse for him to continue to fearmonger, continue to exert power over us, to continue to put masks on our children, and to keep people from going back to our normal lives. So just think about how he's using this power to continue inflation. This is his excuse to continue to borrow money, to continue to pay people more to stay at home than to go back to work, and all this exacerbates that supply chain disruption. So this is about power and control, about Dr. Fauci and the president using this emergency as an excuse to exert power over you and your family.
President Biden wants more money.
The Biden administration is telling Congress it needs an additional $30 billion to press ahead with the fight against COVID-19. Two people familiar with the details told the Associated Press the request includes earmarks for vaccines, testing, and preparation for future variants. Meanwhile, the governors in Democratic-led states are lifting coronavirus restrictions. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Oh, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Many donors who are supporting free speech, SaveGCN.com. And most of the donors are anonymous donors. Thank you. I want to thank George M., Doug, Freedom Lover, Spirit of the Divine Army, Alex Jones, Freedom Fighters Unite, Kay Smith, Neil Collins, Mo, Nam Vet, Nam, space, V-E-T, and Devin Gagliardo. Thank you so much. There are many more who are listed. I just thought I would mention a few. Thank you for joining us here at GCN. I don't get anything from this or for this. I'm not paid. I'm just a volunteer, just as Gwyneth and the rest of your instructors are. Nobody at USA Prepares gets paid for anything. And this is just our way of giving back, teaching you things that we have learned, things that you have never learned in school, things that they don't teach in school. Gwyneth, back to you.
I would like to mostly discuss today the topic of epigenetics, okay? And in people and in the other animals that are around them, okay? And I would like to make a comment, first of all, on something that you discussed with Kathy yesterday, and that was the topic of dogs. And this was another email that I sent you earlier. And and I agree. I would like to start by saying that I absolutely agree with you. Alsatians are a fantastic dog. I've owned an Alsatian in the past, and his name was called Jack. And what ended up happening to Jack was he ended up going to live with a friend of mine and did battle with a highly venomous snake, which had taken up residence underneath my friend's house. And he killed it, and it killed him. So that if he hadn't killed the snake, then probably it would have found its way into my friend's house. And so my friend was quite upset, of course, to find Jack underneath her house, because the house was raised up on stumps. And she was quite upset to find Jack stiff as a board underneath the house with a dead snake next to him that he'd killed. And, when she called me up on the phone and she said, I've got some terrible news that Jack died. And I said, how did that happen? He was really in his prime. He was about 8 years old. And he was bred to be a police dog. But for whatever reason, he didn't complete his police training. But he ended up being one of the best dogs ever known. And when I heard the story of what had happened to him, I said, well, he died a hero, because he died defending you and defending your family, because these snakes are really, 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 really dangerous. They're called King Browns, and they're one of the most venomous snakes on earth, and they are highly aggressive. And but not everybody can afford a big dog. And one thing I learned from owning an Alsatian is they eat a lot of dog food. I don't know how much dog food your dog would go through, or your dogs would go through in a week, but I think that Jack, my Alsatian, used to go through about 10 kilograms, which would be about 22 or 23 pounds of dog food in a week. Would that be about right, Vincent?
That's about right. That's about right. And class, Gwyneth used the name Alsatian. An equivalent name would be German Shepherd. So
that's the same dog.
And,
yeah.
And would you please share with our class why they were called Alsatians? Had to do with a guy let's say in the 1930s, 1940s, right? Had to do with that, right?
Paper hanger. Mm-hmm. the painter and decorator from Austria. Mm-hmm. That was he made Germany really, really unpopular. And he made also toothbrush mustaches, which was actually quite a fashion in the 1920s and 1930s. But suddenly around the middle of the 1930s, toothbrush mustaches really went out of fashion.
in the English-speaking world. Nobody wants one. And golly gosh, you've got to wonder why. But another fellow who had a toothbrush mustache was Charles Chaplin. And he did a parody of the paper hanger from Austria. And it was called The Great Dictator. And that's the reason why Alsatians began to be called Alsatians instead of German Shepherds. Because actually their original bloodstock actually did come from the region of Alsatia, which after World War II, after the lines were drawn, Alsatia found itself in France. But prior to World War II, things were a bit different, and it was actually in Germany. And, but, you know, I don't think the people who live in Alsatia particularly care, although I don't think they liked being in Germany during World War II. And that's why when the time came to draw up the boundaries and they were consulted, where do you want to be? Do you want to be in Germany or in France? They said, oh, we want to be in France. And so I don't know how that went with the language situation, whether they all just stopped speaking German and started speaking French. But actually, that's where the Alsatian dogs actually come from, is Alsatia, which is near the border of France and Germany. But yeah, if you don't have, around here, 10 kilograms of dog food or about 22 pounds, 23 pounds of dog food costs approximately, $20, around about $20. And, you know, maybe 15 if you buy the big bag. You know, if you buy the big bag, then you get more or less money, but you have to spend more money to get that discount, you know, because you're buying more. It's a lot of money on the budget to be feeding a dog if it is such a amazing and really beneficial dog as an Alsatian or a German Shepherd. If you don't have a lot of money, I would have a recommendation for a dog that you can get that will be the best dog you've ever had, but you can't leave it in the yard. This dog will want to be with you all the time. It will follow you everywhere. It will be your best little buddy, and that is the Jack Russell Terrier. Okay, and all terriers, fantastic little companions and really supreme guard dogs, really, really good guard dogs that actually will bark and actually will attack if they can sense that something's wrong. But something just went really right with the breeding of the Jack Russell Terrier. And I've had Jack Russells and I've had Jack Russell crosses for years and years and years. And I have a little girl dog, and she's 8 years old, and my son got her from the breeder when she was a baby, and her mother didn't want her, and was, when mother dogs have puppies, they're like that sometimes. Sometimes they'll just take a disliking to one particular pup, and they this mother dog was attacking this little pup, and she was biting her on the head. And, you know, my son saw this, observed the litter and saw this, and saw that if he didn't step in and do something, that this mother dog was going to kill this puppy. And he was staying with the breeder at the time. And so he went in, and he got the puppy out of the litter, and he put it in his pocket. And this puppy was about a week old, so its eyes hadn't opened yet. And it was just this wriggling little, you know, sausage of pup. You know, that if you've ever seen a one-week-old puppy, they're like that.
But he began carrying this one-week-old Jack Russell puppy around in his pocket. And he had one of the, he had a sweat top and it had a pocket at the front with two openings and you could put your hands on each side. And it was like a pouch. So he put, and as he was doing his farm work, he, you know, the dog went with him and then every 2 or 3 hours he would take the puppy and he would put it back with the mother so that it could have a suckle and he'd watch it having a suckle for 15 minutes or so. And then he'd take it back out and he'd put it back in his pocket. And then he'd, you know, continue doing his farm work. And then he would, yeah, that's very racist. And that is the Jack Russell that I have. And she is absolutely devoted to me. And when my son comes to visit, she looks at him and she looks at me and she does this little dance that anyone who's had a Jack Russell will recognize this dance. And she just looks at me and goes, oh, with a little talking noise, as if to say, it's him. It's him. It's really him. He's back. You know, because she really loves my son, and I mean she loves me too, but she's devoted to my son, and he can't have her where he is at the moment. He's got an Alsatian and dead. that's pretty funny. He has a good job and he can feed it. But this, I would highly recommend Jack Russells, but you have to have the time to devote to them. They will become really, really attached to you and your family, and you cannot leave them at home on their own while you go out to work, because they will fret and they will absolutely tear the place apart, and they will set up a fortress underneath a table or underneath a chair, and you'll get home and they will just, you know, they'll be so excited that the inside of your house might be torn apart.
We'll be right back. Yeah, we'll be right back. You need a dog.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, it's amazing that the government feels it's necessary to teach you to pry your children away from video games and to teach them to go outside and play and spend time with their parents and just do the normal things that children used to do before computers and video games and smartphones took over their lives. Gwyneth, I can't think of a farm that does not have a dog or two and cats. It's just they go hand in hand. And the reason is the cats keep the mice away from the equipment, and the dogs, when they learn who the family is, the dogs will protect the chickens. You know, once they understand, they'll protect the chickens. They naturally protect their the rest of the family, you know, the humans. And our dogs protect all the animals, and they want to spend all their time with us. They want to be outside with us. They want to be inside with us. They want to be in the barn with us. They want to be with us. They want to jump in the truck. They want to be with us. And you're talking about the Jack Russell Terrier, an adopted family member found that we'd be a good home for her, and she's what's called a black mouth cur. Black space mouth space cur, C-U-R. And this is a really interesting dog. So she was freezing cold. We rescued her from the cold. She adopted us. And she just happened to be down on your property line. Actually, probably on our property and on the farm. And this dog is high energy. And the black mouth cur became popular with early American settlers who needed help on their farms and ranches. They seemed to be able to get cattle to go in the right direction. And they're very, very smart. they're mischievous, and but you know they're a lot of fun. If you sit down, they want to be on your lap. If you go in the truck, they want to be in the truck. If you're on the tractor, they want to be on the tractor. If you're walking with the cows, they want to be walking with the cows. If you're trying to get the chickens to go back into the chicken house, they are there to help, and they seem to know how to do it instinctively. So I think that's what Gwyneth is talking about, right?
Yeah. Are they a terrier-type dog?
Well, maybe. Sort of, yeah. I would say yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They're not very large. Roughly, probably, a female might be, at the absolute most, 80 pounds. Typically, somewhere between 35 and 80. The males are 40 to 95, smaller than a German Shepherd, really wiry, really fast, really can turn on a dime. This little thing can jump from the ground onto a round bale of hay. So the bale is round, and the sides bulge out as the bale sits on the ground. And this thing will jump and then climb while it can't reach the top of a 5-foot bale or a 4-foot bale. But it climbs while it's jumping. And they know how to do this. It's like almost climbing a wall that's worse than vertical. It's harder to climb a rounded wall than a vertical wall. But she knows how to do it. And then she jumps from bale to bale to bale, and the bales could be 5 feet apart. It's amazing.
Yeah. I've never seen a black mouse cur, but a Jack Russell is a smaller. My little girl, she's 8 years old now, and she's had a lot of puppies in her life, but she's gone through doggy menopause, and she hasn't been in season for about 18 months now. And she would weigh, gosh, maybe 8 or 10 pounds. And you think, well, gee, that's not a very big dog. And she would be maybe 12 inches tall at the shoulder. The type of Jack Russell that she is, because there's a number of different varieties, she's called a Parsons Jack Russell, which means that she has shorter legs. You get a very short-legged type of Jack Russell, and you get a tall Jack Russell. Well, she's the short-legged type. And but the thing is, you think, well, that's not a very big dog. That's not going to be very intimidating. And but believe me, you have not seen a vicious dog until you've seen a Jack Russell Terrier in a bad mood. People go absolutely at when they get into a mood where they don't like you. And a lot of the time, people are more frightened of a small dog in a bad mood, or just as frightened of a small dog in a bad mood, as they would be of an Alsatian, because they really can do some serious damage, especially when they're terriers. And I'll get into how they do that after the news, because I think we're at the top of the hour, aren't we?
Yep, yes we are. And when you combine a small dog who is paying attention, that dog rings the doorbell for the other dogs. And then they all join in for the fight.
Oh, yeah.
And it works really well.
The Evo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.